are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show on this beautiful evening. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time, Monday through Friday, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific. I am glad that you all could join us. Please call in any medical questions, any comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. That's 1-877-362-3254. We've had a great show thus far this evening. If you've missed any of it, I definitely recommend that you go back to past archives or listen to our 24/7 live stream on my website. We all took an Alzheimer's test together. We talked about some of the new studies with Alzheimer's. I complained a little bit more about what was going on with Planned Parenthood. I always complain. A lot of medical updates, and we still got more to come. But please definitely visit my website if you miss any shows so you can hear them streaming, or go to GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com has all my archives, podcasts, etc. I want to thank Genesis Communications for making this show happen, and a big thanks to Donovan for working the dials. Okay, a couple stories I didn't get to in the previous hour that I'm going to get to today is STDs are on the rise in middle age and older individuals, so we need to talk about that. I also want to talk about 10 foods that you may think sound healthy but aren't. Also, looks like more doctors got caught cheating. I got to talk about that. Why are doctors getting cheated or caught cheating on their tests? So a lot of good stuff to talk about, more on the way. I just don't have all my teasers in front of me right now. But please call in. Again, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I'm sure you guys heard a second teacher has been arrested, okay, at the same school as the first teacher was arrested a few days ago for, remember the first teacher, okay? He was feeding semen to kids. Now a second teacher has been arrested. 49-year-old Martin Springer was today pulled from a classroom. He was arrested on suspicion of fondling two girls over a period of 3 years. Now, the first teacher, Mark Burnt, was a third grade teacher at the same school. He was the one that was photographed blindfolding his students, bound, gagged, fed them giant cockroaches, sticking the cockroaches in their faces and mouths, then taking a spoon and putting semen on it or a cookie and making it a game with these kids. This is just horrible. And then the second teacher from the same school, all right, were 7 years old and allegedly were fondled in the classroom. What is going on? Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent John Deasy told KTDV that the Springer was immediately removed, expected to be fired. The allegations came after the first teacher had been, had been accused. So they had no idea. The first guy was working at the school for 30 years. I mean, he was there for 30 years. So you just wonder, I mean, how this could happen. Miramonte School. It just blows your mind. So, I mean, my recommendation is when your kids come home from school and you ask them what happened today and they say nothing, you know, really try to get them to say, you know, well, I did my arithmetic, I did my geography, I did my this, you know, but if they really don't want to talk about it, press them, because you don't know if stuff like this is happening. Just absolutely crazy, crazy. Now, you know, something less severe, but still kind of kooky, is a school near Boston has sent out an email to parents asking that they make sure their kids do not bring sweets to school on Valentine's Day. So no sugar on Valentine's Day. Just bring in crafted gifts like origami. The head of Horace Mann School, all right, said sugary sweets are unsuitable because too many were brought into classrooms last year. This year, as children decorate cards, write poems, and send notes, I'm asking that parents eliminate sending candy, treats, and snacks as part of the gift-giving tradition. Really? Come on, it's Valentine's Day. Remember how excited we'd be? We had to make our little Valentine's container, and you're like, oh, I hope the boy who likes me gives me Valentine. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I hope the boy who likes me gives me Valentine. You know, you get all excited, and you try to make your Valentine bag or basket, you know, something that would really stand out so you hopefully get the best Valentine, even though the kids go to the same stores that you do. I think I went to Gemco, right, or Ralph's, and got my, you know, the box of, I don't know, Wonder Woman, right? I mean, they're the same ones, but you just hope that you get more. So I guess this school in Boston, they want to stop sugar. Now, one staff member at the school said last year it was a nightmare with all the sugar because the students gorged themselves and they all had sugar buzzes. Well, then, you know, you see what I would do. Okay, I tell you what you do. The one thing I notice in my kids' school is in addition to all the sugar, there's the party. And so moms, and you know, bring cupcakes and cookies and all that. Then this is what I would do. Okay, let the kids bring in their little candies and do Valentine's like they always have for centuries. All right? But then grown-ups, as part of the party, bring them the salads and the sandwiches. Just grown-ups shouldn't bring the extra sugar. I mean, what are they going to do next? Start with Halloween? I mean, I understand schools want to be healthy. I understand that's true. You know, kids get cavities. Kids get sugar buzzes. We know that. But, you know, the whole purpose of holidays is, you know, to have fun. I mean, are they going to mess with Halloween? Are they going to mess with Christmas later? You know, I mean, this is Valentine's Day, right? I want my chocolate. And if my husband's listening, yes, I would like a box of chocolates. Life is like a box of chocolates, please. I want my chocolate. But, I mean, you know, it's just, things are just changing. It's frustrating. We talked about this new game on the playground called Rape Tag, where these kids, this one school, these kids are playing on the playground. Now it's going to be a worldwide fad because it's all over Facebook, where when you freeze tag somebody, rather than touching them or going under their legs to untag them, you pretend like you're having sex with them. They're doing this in the fifth grade. I know. I hope I wasn't that stupid years ago. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat, The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assists in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this is kind of cool. An article came out in Fox News talking about 10 foods that sound healthy but aren't. And this is actually a registered dietitian who wrote this, Catherine Brooking. And she's a nutritional expert. And, you know, I kind of like what she has to say. You know, I look at all these different websites and all these different journals and CNN and Fox, et cetera. And every now and then, you know, I really, really like an article that come up. So I just want to share this with you because they're right. All right. For example, you may think something that's a salad, tuna salad, chicken salad, you're good. It's salad. It must be healthy. All right. Well, it's probably better than a hamburger, but they say keep in mind a overstuffed tuna sandwich could be probably full of 40 grams of fat or 700 calories. And so if you go out and or you go to a fast food place and you're eating tuna salad or chicken salad, et cetera, keep in mind, remember, they want to make it taste good. So they're probably going to use regular mayonnaise. They're probably going to use a lot of ingredients. They may also use dark meat chicken for the chicken salad. So just if you are kind of preparing these types of salads, like, you know, tuna salad, et cetera, maybe make it yourself. Use a low-fat mayonnaise. Of course, portion, they say, a size of a deck of cards. And, you know, that deck of cards really, really works. You know, if you really think about it, a lot of us, you know, we scoop it up. Like, we take the bread and we put four scoops on the bread in the four corners. And then we put the other piece of bread. You probably should only be doing one scoop. Okay? Deck of card size. All right. Next, they say multigrain and wheat breads. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm eating my multigrain bread, I'm good. But what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of this multigrain bread could actually have refined grain. So you may not be getting the whole benefit of the whole grain. All right? And you could tell, you know, if they're refined because they have bleached or unbleached. So you really need to read. You need really need to make sure it's whole grain. Okay, but multigrain or seven grain or wheat bread could still have refined bread. Okay, reduced fat peanut butter. They say even though it may have reduced fat, there still could be a lot of sugar. All right, and we've talked about this. These fat-free foods will try to compensate by adding more sugar for the taste. So just because something says reduced fat, not only just peanut butter, but just, you know, watch out for that, okay? Energy bars. They say energy bars could be full of high fructose corn syrup, added sugar, and saturated fat, which clogs arteries, all right? And they say some of these bars could have more than 350 calories each. Now, for people that will eat a hamburger and fries, yeah, I could see how the energy bar would probably be less in calories. But also keep in mind, some of these protein bars, your body can't handle the protein. I've had many people where their kidneys start to look a little funny. And I go, do you take any protein shakes? No, but I have a protein bar every now and then. I tell them to stop, and their kidney function looks better. So just, you know, if you do any of these, again, in moderation. But having these as a meal, you need to be careful. Yeah, you know, we were talking about yesterday how Demi Moore, her diet that was found discovered after, you know, she had collapsed and went to the hospital for doing whippets, snorting nitrous oxide from whipped cream. Her diet is a Red Bull three times a day. Red Bull for breakfast, Red Bull for lunch, Red Bull for dinner. She has a slice of lettuce and a teaspoon of tuna. I mean, if that really is what she eats, you know, she's not respecting her body. What do you put in your body? So, you know, just remember, you take better care of your body than you do your car, all right, if that puts it in perspective. Okay, bran muffins, all right. Most bran muffins have healthy ingredients, but apparently many of the muffins are huge. And so your calories and your sodium content could rise. So if you do have a bran muffin, that's good, but again, watch the size. They say smoothies. Usually if you make your own smoothie, you know, you blend fruit and vegetables, that's good. But a lot of smoothies, okay, will have sugar, ice cream, sherbet. Some of these smoothies could be 500 calories. So, again, either make your own or just keep an eye on what they're putting in when they're making it. Now, packaged turkey. All right, turkey, lean protein, probably leaner, obviously, than ground beef, etc. But remember, the packaged turkey slices have a lot of salt. So they say a 2-ounce serving of some of these turkey packages contain 1/3 the maximum daily sodium intake, just 2 ounces of that. So if you're piling on 4 pieces of turkey slices, you could be way over that, okay? They say find a brand with less than 350 milligrams of sodium. All right, again, they talk about fat-free. Be careful with fat-free because they'll pack it up with calories and sugar, et cetera, okay? All right. Now, restaurant baked potatoes. Even though baked potatoes have a lot of vitamin C, a lot of potassium, a lot of fiber, they say sometimes the restaurant baked potatoes are served to you with the butter and the sour cream, the cheese, bacon bits, etc. Just because it's a baked potato, again, baked potato plain. All right. And then they also talk about sports drinks. Remember, sports drinks still can have a lot of calories. Now, here's the thing. If you're drinking the sports drinks for your workouts, you know, when you lose your potassium and your sodium and you lose your sugar, that's good. But if you're doing the sports drinks because you want something sweet, keep in mind you're still getting calories. So, again, that comes from nutrition expert and registered dietitian Catherine Brooking, reported on Fox. Pretty good recollection. I really like what she had to say. Okay. All right. Let's go on. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. A warning came out today to people who buy their cholesterol drugs on the internet. All right. Many times, I guess Lipitor, Crestor, or Zocor, they say you could buy it, right, without a prescription. But unfortunately, it may not be the exact same pill. You know, remember, when you're buying on the internet, you don't know. It may look it. It may have the lettering in it. It may, but you still don't know. And they also say that many of these websites are really halfway. Okay, I'm using half that term halfway because I don't want to cuss on air. But they found that more than 92% of these websites did not include information on contraindications for statins. They said another 47% didn't include information on drugs that shouldn't be taken with statins. See, when you go to the pharmacy, you get this written printout that tells you about side effects. It tells you about things to watch out for, what not to mix, whether to drink. You don't get that when you buy things online, if you're getting the exact drug even. They say 96% did not include information on adverse symptoms, including myopathy, liver disease, hypersensitivity, and pancreatitis, which you can get with the statins. Only 7% of these websites listed all known side effects, and only 65% described any side effects in actual language that we all can understand, all right? So just, you know, keep in mind, I understand that, you know, getting things over the internet are cheaper. I understand you don't then have to go to the doctor. I know people are like, look, I can, you know, I can figure out what I need myself. I've been taking it for years. But still, be very careful because you don't know what you're getting. All right. So they say, be sure the site requires a prescription. Okay, if you're buying drugs on the internet and has a pharmacist available to answer your questions, buy only from licensed pharmacies in the United States. Don't give personal information like credit card numbers unless you are sure the site won't release them. I'm still nervous about giving my credit card over the internet. I still am, because I have. I've bought things over the internet. Then all of a sudden I'll get a call saying, you know, hi, did you make a $2,000 charge to Victoria's Secret? And I'm like, well, no. Well, someone's using your credit card. I can't stand that. Oh, I can't stand it. I mean, I love Victoria's Secret, but really, $2,000? Whew. Okay. Also in the news, it looks like there is a huge egg recall. The eggs are getting recalled again, this time for fears of listeria. A Minnesota food company said today it is recalling more than a million hard-cooked eggs distributed to 34 states after revealing that some may be contaminated with listeria. They say some 50,000 pails of eggs in brine sold for institutional use has been recalled. They said the eggs were produced at the company's plant in Wakefield, Nebraska, and were bought by food distributors and manufacturers, not directly sold to retailers. Nobody's gotten sick yet. Now, remember, listeria scared the heck out of us because it was associated with the cantaloupe. People died, miscarried, got sick, etc. But they said lab testing by a third party revealed that some of these eggs may have been contaminated with listeria. So to play it safe, they're just recalling the eggs. And you remember, listeria can cause fatal infections. Symptoms could be severe headaches, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea. And like I said, it was associated with miscarriages, etc. Eggs were sold under six brand names: Columbia Valley Farms, GFS, Glenview Farms, Papetti, Silverbrook, and Wholesome Farms. State included, a lot of them: Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, North Dakota, Nebraska. These are in alphabetical order. New Jersey, Nevada, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Washington, Wisconsin, and West Virginia. Would have been easier to say which states aren't involved, huh? All right, that's it with the eggs. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Why are we having sex and getting STDs worse than our young kids? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. A lot of news and the sex subject came out today. We were talking about a couple studies. It was a survey done by Match.com that found that Republicans appear to have better sex than Democrats. Don't ask. Climaxed more. They found single men still like the idea of commitment. Women were turned off by bad sex. So anyway, in the Match.com survey, we went through a lot of those things. But now, another study came out today saying sex infections are soaring, or STDs, among people over 45. And they think it's got to be because rising divorce rates, and more people are divorcing. So now they're out, you know, in the wild again and, you know, kind of testing the waters and, you know, enjoying the next chapter of their life. Now, they say cases of chlamydia and herpes have more than doubled in 10 years, and syphilis has risen fourfold. They say 1 in 5 adults receiving HIV treatment is at least 50 years old, twice as many in that age bracket as a decade ago. So more and more people now are being afflicted with STDs. They say men that take Viagra are more vulnerable to HIV. This is published in the Student British Medical Journal. Doctors say 4 out of 5 people aged 50 to 90 are sexually active. Now, I'm glad they're sexually active. It just, it'd be nice to do it with a monogamous partner, with your wife or husband, and protected. But I still like the idea of you having sex, good exercise, healthy, you're having fun. But in terms of singles, you guys got to be careful if you're singles. Right? They say public health officials are increasingly concerned about the spread of sex infections. But check your radios, guys. Check your radios. Among older people, doctors blame increasing separations among the age group and subsequent search for new relationships and often internet dating agencies. They say a survey found one in 10 people were happy to have a fling on a holiday. There's also swingers. Swingers are growing. More and more people are swingers. What they do is, I guess, they have these parties and people, and they have, you know, I mean, the couples all meet and then they have sex with each other, right? That spreads disease too. Okay. Dr. Delpech, head of the HIV department at the Health Protection Agency, said we are seeing increasing rates of HIV and STDs in older people, perhaps in those coming out of long-term relationships, entering new relationships. Well, we know that. Okay. So we got the point. All right. People are having fun. Herpes is on the rise. Gonorrhea on the rise. Syphilis on the rise. And, you know, maybe it's because, you know, people of that age group, when you're in your 50s, when you were younger, HIV wasn't as big at the time. And so even though, yes, we were worried about the clap and things like that, it was kind of pre-HIV. And so condoms were not as mainstay, I think, as a part of the culture. And so a lot of older people are like, okay, wait a second. So what happened is they started dating. They got married. Okay. Wife maybe was on birth control. And there are many people out there that have never used a condom. So all of a sudden now you're 60, 63 years old and you're like, how do I buy one? I just go to a store and what size? What do I use? And a lot of them are like, oh, to heck with this. I've never gotten an STD in, you know, all my years. I'm not going to get it now. Well, yes, you do. Yes, you do. You know, one thing I have to teach the medical students is when I have women come in with bladder infections, oh, I got a little burning down there. You know, medical students are like, all right, well, we'll check it for urine. UTIs are common in older women. Yeah, well, now STDs can be too. So, it just makes you think. Makes you think. Okay. All right. Let's go on to more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Well, this is in the news. Jared Loughner. Okay. Remember the Tucson shooter that killed a federal judge, a 9-year-old girl, congressional staffer, 6 people, shot Congresswoman Giffords in the head. Judge has actually written a court order saying Loughner is still not mentally competent to stand trial and will likely remain in a federal hospital in Missouri for another 4 months. U.S. District Judge Larry Burns ordered that a hearing will take place Monday in San Diego, where he is based so that defense attorneys and prosecutors can discuss the matter. Loughner will not be transported. Of course, he's charged with 49 felonies stemming from the shooting on January 8th, 2011. Okay, so Loughner is not fit to stand trial. They say he's diagnosed as schizophrenic, and therefore he's confined to the hospital. Now, what really blows my mind about this, and we've talked about this on the show, Jared Loughner, the hours before the shooting, went and bought film for a camera, took pictures, developed film, went and bought ammunition, went to Circle K, went to Walmart a couple times, was driving down the street, was pulled over by a police officer, was able to get out of the ticket, continued driving, going on his merry way, ends up at the shopping center where Congresswoman Giffords is, right on schedule, despite all his shopping, despite his schizophrenia, despite his incompetency, he was able to navigate through shopping at multiple stores. I mean, if somebody's incompetent, okay, if they're really incompetent and unfit to stand trial, how could somebody go to Walmart once, then go to a different Walmart because they couldn't find what they needed at the first Walmart, go to Circle K, remember to pick up their film that was properly processed and remember that it would be processed, know how to drive properly. I mean, if they're really incompetent and unfit to stand trial, know how to drive properly, be able to get out of a ticket with the cop. I mean, be able to get out of the ticket with the cop, drive to where the scheduled congresswoman was going to be, do the shooting. He manages to do all that, yet he's incompetent to stand trial. Are you kidding me? You're kidding me. Well, Dr. Dahlia, schizophrenics can drive. Well, yes, people with schizophrenia can drive, but to manage all that hours before, nobody said he wandered. Nobody said at these stores that he didn't know how to manage his money. I mean, he obviously knew what aisle to buy the ammunition from. I mean, he went to the gun store. I mean, he obviously knew where the locations of these were. Oh, well, he could have had GPS. Really? Really? Okay, the guy was competent enough to do everything he did up to the shooting. As far as I'm concerned, he's competent enough to be tried. He should probably get the chair. But I am so amazed that they could be dinking around like this with him. I'm just amazed. You just wonder. Just like that gentleman that manipulated the system, the 42-year-old or the 48-year-old who was involved in a DUI, killed somebody while he was drunk, apparently left the scene. So now what he's doing is he's marrying his 42-year-old girlfriend to shield his assets. And it's a manipulation of the system. These lawyers manipulate it. I could never understand these criminal defense attorneys. Yeah, now I can understand. Okay, if let's say my cousin Vinny. Okay, these two boys, right? They get mixed up in something. I know that's not the most realistic, but okay, I thought Vinny did a good job from a defense perspective. But I mean, oh my gosh, you have witnesses. This thing is going to get dragged out. It's going to get dragged out, and he's probably going to be put in a mental institution for life. You know, John Hinckley Jr. may be coming out of jail, maybe getting out of jail, the one that shot President Reagan, again, because he was put in a mental institution. And what does he do on his time off? He goes to the library and reads books on assassinations of presidents. All right? They have a pretty meticulous thought process. This guy that is now reading up on assassinations of presidents who tried to kill Ronald Reagan is probably going to be released from the mental hospital this year. Okay, that's what's wrong with the system. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, diabetes could cause hearing loss and doctors cheating. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, so CNN reports that doctors studying to become dermatologists for years have been sharing exam questions and memorizing and writing them down after the test. This is for the board certification. Now, the story broke that this had happened with the American Board of Radiology. Basically, they call these airplane notes, where as soon as you take the test, you write down what the test was about. We used to do that in high school. I mean, this isn't anything new, and I doubt it's exclusive to just medical residents. But they say reports of the use of what are known as quote-unquote airplane notes comes after revelations last month that radiology residents around the country for years have also used what were known as recalls to prepare for the exam. So from what I understand, each year, all right, they say minutes after the exam is complete, there's like this meeting of examinees at a local hotel or restaurant. A feverish or collective effort is made by examinees from many programs to reproduce on paper as many questions as they can verbatim that they just encountered. Then it's integrated into an updated airplane notes, which then has questions from the years before and the year before that in an organized fashion. And then they're professionally bound at Kinko's. Now, an anonymous email to the American Board of Dermatology was given by a resident. So somebody snitched on his classmates. And the email said the board needs to know that there's this organized effort year after year to reproduce these questions with airplane notes. Okay, so he spills the beans. Now the board is like, whoa, what? Now, already from what I understand, the board scrambles about 300 questions each test. 20% of them were recycled from old tests, right? Radiology, I guess the radiology test uses 50% of old tests, old questions from old tests. But, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it's good by any means. No, okay, nobody should be cheating, especially on the boards. I did it. I took my boards. I sat there. I was cussing and yelling. We don't have anything like this for the family practice, okay? And honestly, no, I wouldn't do it because, God forbid, you got caught. You know how bad that would look? But, you know, listen, this type of recalling, I mean, that always happens. People are like, okay, what was on the test? Well, they asked about this. They asked about this. They asked about this. You know, and even family docs. I mean, we'll be like, you know, oh, how are the boards, you know? What should I study? Should I study, you know, gynecology? Were they big on obstetrics? I mean, that always happens. But where this draws the line is they're coming back from the test and, you know, with the memories that doctors have, verbatimly writing what they were, you know, and then they're putting it down on paper and then they're circulating it. And you're really not supposed to tell other people what's on the test. I mean, you could say, yes, they're going to ask about aneurysms, radon exposure. There was a question about that. People always talk. You know, even my students, I'm like, you know, how was the test? Oh, they asked me about dental. You know, I got hit with dental questions. So, you know, when you, you know, when you, you know, talk about it lightly like that, okay, you know, there's a fine line, but to actually reproduce things and then ship it out, bound it to keep, you know, give it to other patients, then that's an issue. So, that's what is going on there. All right, let's see, what else do I want to talk about? All right, a lot of good headlines. I want to see how much I could get in before the end of the show. All right, so diabetes, we know, is associated with kidney disease. It's associated with blindness. It's associated with neuropathy, infection, losing a leg, heart disease. Well, now they're finding that it's especially linked to hearing loss in women. A study done at Henry Ford Hospital, Detroit, looked at records of 990 men and women over the past decade. Patients with diabetes were divided into a couple groups, and they found that diabetics had 14% worse hearing than those that weren't. And it makes sense. Why wouldn't it? If diabetes affects the eyes and the other organs, why wouldn't it affect hearing? Now, what my problem is with hearing is this probably the most underdiagnosed problem that people have. Okay, we don't usually screen for hearing loss. We should. We should, but I know why. All right? Many insurances, I don't even think Medicare covers hearing aids. So many of my patients go, don't find it. Because if I have hearing loss, I can't do anything about it. I can't get hearing aids. And that's really sad. I think it's extremely sad that insurance and Medicare doesn't cover hearing aids. That's ridiculous. But I think that's a deterrent for people getting checked. Because they're like, I know I don't hear well. I don't think I want to know how much because then I won't be able to drive. The truth of the matter is you do need to know. I mean, if you're driving people around, if you're going to be driving, if you're taking care of your grandkids, et cetera, you need to know. But I think it's a shame, and I wish Obamacare would have included it in the bill. But, you know, neither here nor there. All right. Also in news headlines, they're saying that depression may later be able to be diagnosed with a blood test. Okay, in a study, they looked at 36 patients with depression and 43 people that weren't depressed, and they looked for 9 different biomarkers in the blood that were associated with depression. Now, these biomarkers are linked to inflammatory processes and, you know, et cetera. They aren't giving us the list of them, but they found that the test correctly identified patients with depression 91% of the time. So if people are like, you know, am I in a funk? Is it menopause? Is it lack of sleep? Is it what? There could be a blood test that could tell you. Now, some people are like, well, do you really need a blood test? I mean, if the patient's in a funk, who cares if the blood test is negative versus positive? Treat the patient. But some people really want to know. They just really want to know. And who knows, maybe for insurance later, we're going to have to show proof. So that's definitely an issue. Okay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, so exercise improves survival in cancer patients. Scientists have found 184 genes in men that may explain how vigorous exercise can decrease prostate cancer. Researchers from UCSF in San Francisco looked at the molecular profile of these genes and found that prostate gland and gene expression to it was tied to vigorous exercise. So those that exercised more, like brisk walking, jogging, etc., had a lower risk of prostate cancer. This is cool. This is cool. Also, another study came out saying insomnia can put you at risk for prostate cancer. So people that sleep better can actually have less prostate cancer. So, you know, again, it's the same story, different day. The healthier you are, the more sleep you get, the more exercise you get, the better you eat, the better off you are. I mean, it's just the same stuff, different day. Same story, different day. But pretty cool stuff. All right. Hope you don't mind. I'm bulleting these so we get as much into this hour. Apparently, yoga is pretty big. For the New York Giants, I didn't realize this. The New York Giants have been actually having yoga sessions. Gwen Lawrence, celebrity yoga coach, has been teaching yoga for 22 years and worked with the New York Giants. Wow. Okay, I mean, they played well this season. I don't know if they're going to win against the Patriots, but did you know they did yoga? I'd love to see this. Now, don't forget, all right, you're going to be taking a lot of calories this Sunday. I want you to be careful and don't double dip. Remember double dipping from Seinfeld, where you don't bite in the chip and then stick the part that you just bit in the sauce? You need to flip it around. Well, they say single double dip can potentially introduce 1,000 bacterial organisms per milliliter into salsa or other dips. We're going to talk about this tomorrow more, because this we really got to talk about double dipping. They say bacterial populations approximately double every 20 minutes. So if you're watching a 3-4 hour game, you could possibly be consuming 50 to 100,000 bacterial organisms. Oh my gosh, disgusting. So just don't double dip. What I do is I bite the chip and then I flip the chip around. Or if, you know, or what you do is you put the dip on your plate, okay? You put your dip on the plate, and then you dip the chip in the plate. But be careful. We talked about calories yesterday. Be careful the calories you're consuming. Oh, I love Super Bowl. I love Super Bowl. All right. We are coming up on the end. I still have so much more to talk about, but you know what? We're going to hit it next show. Remember, my show is now streaming 24/7 on my website. So go to drdahlia.com. Any show you've missed, hopefully you can listen to it there, or go to gcnlive.com to catch archives and podcasts. I want to thank Donovan for a great night. Thank you all for listening. Thank Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And you all be safe. Talk to you tomorrow.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.